I'm Dale Roseboom. I'm with Michigan State University, where I'm in the Animal Science Department, and I work with Michigan State Extension.
Michigan's pork industry facing a lot of changes with a new pork processing plant being opened in September in Coldwater, as well as legislation and other factors shaping what our pork industry looks like. How are those two things working together and in the marketing environment that there is?
The new plant in Michigan brings about opportunity for pork production growth. And when I say growth, that's an increase in the number of animals we produce here in this area of the country, in Michigan. And that growth comes in that we have less distance to transport hogs for harvest. It gives us an opportunity to save $1.50 to $2.50 per pig that's produced in the state. That was the cost of transporting those pigs out of state prior to the new plant that's coming online. And so with those savings, there's an opportunity to invest that money back into growth and raise more pigs.
The Clemens plant has provided a lot of opportunity for producers in Michigan. Any idea of the growth that we've seen or expected growth that is happening on farms?
The growth that we've seen is we've actually seen where we stand today, the addition of brand new capacity to raise baby pigs to weaning. And so this is a sow site. And then the growth will come as those pigs that are weaned go to nurseries. And if not into directly into a nursery, they'll go directly into a wean finish barn. And so there is construction of those facilities, nursery, grow finish facilities in this area as well. So those pigs have to be raised 20, 24 weeks, 26 weeks of age before they go to harvest at about 285 pounds. And so the growth comes and the opportunities come for other farmers to become part of this production flow, part of the system of production. They're going to probably be under contract to raise those pigs on their site, and then they don't have ownership of the pigs, but they raise them, then they get the benefit of having the manure as a fertilizer for their crop production. And so there's just the growth that comes about is far-reaching because of the plant and the new opportunities to raise pigs.
For producers that are growing their operations, a lot goes into, do they expand on the site that they have? Do they start new? What are some of the factors that really make that decision possible?
Producers that get involved and become growers, those decisions are usually made with land that they own. And the suitability of that land then is determined through an extensive process involving the right to farm department, the right to farm division of the Michigan Department of Agriculture. And those producers go through what we refer to as the siting GAMPs, generally accepted agricultural management practice. That process can take up to 2 years from the initial planning to the point where the site is built and that site is approved. It's verified by the Department of Ag. And so siting and choosing a facility is not just something that's done haphazardly. It's really done with a lot of study, and then there's the accountability that the state has through the siting GAMPs.
For the Norton facility, what are some of the factors that chose this specific location?
This location was chosen because of its proximity to roads, its proximity to the vegetated area around with trees, and it was chosen because of its distance from neighbors, non-farm neighbors, and so the impact of odors that are going to be produced by the farm are minimized by that distance and dispersion of the air.
As the state has new legislation for sow production and sow housing, how does that affect in this growth process, the facilities that are getting built, and maybe some of the new technologies and research that go into that?
Yeah. The Michigan has agreed that sows, when gestating, and that means after confirmed pregnant, so it's about 40 days after they've conceived, are going to be housed in groups in pens. And so that means that a facility like this has to account or plan for raising sows, pregnant sows, keeping them, rearing them, feeding them, caring for them in these pens. So it takes a little more space. This building is probably bigger, is bigger, than it would have been had they all been in stalls the entire time during gestation. So new engineering is going into this facility to allow for the care in groups. And this facility is a couple years ahead. That's in the year 2020, that all sows in the state during gestation have to be in groups.
With pork production growth, not only in Michigan, but also Indiana and Ohio with this new plant, do they have similar, restrictions in those states, or does that make one maybe more ideal for pork production?
No, something very similar in both in Indiana and Ohio. The care of sows, the expectation for their well-being, very similar to what we have in Michigan. Now, the way the agreement was made in Michigan was unique to Michigan and different from that in Ohio and Indiana. But sows in gestation in Ohio and Indiana, and even in other states in the union, are going to be housed in groups during gestation.
Dale, from an extension standpoint, how involved are you in the process of really, as these farms grow and develop, they're reinventing themselves with this new era?
Extension, our involvement continues to be focused on providing education to the farm here, providing education for farm employees, particularly with pork quality assurance programming, the auditing, preparation, training for those types of accountabilities for animal care and product quality, food safety. And so Extension will continue to have a role in that. We'll have a role in environmental areas, issues such as helping farmers understand manure management planning, understanding protecting the waters, surface groundwaters. We'll continue to collaborate with agencies, governmental agencies in education efforts. And so we in Extension look forward to working with the farms, but we also look forward to working with the communities. And when asked, we are happy to come and talk about with communities, citizens, agriculture, and what agriculture is doing to produce quality food. Produce food with the interest of the environment at hand, a sincere interest about the environment and a sincere interest about the community. And I think that's what's really neat about this farm and the people that are involved with it. They have, from multiple generations, been here in the Bronson area and hope to be and for generations to come.
When it comes to building a new facility like this, what types of new technology maybe that we haven't discussed are also being included that wouldn't be something you would see in a pork facility 5-10 years ago?
Actually, it's a really good question. In this facility, there are a couple of new technologies that really stand out on the incoming air. They are including a filtering system, and that's to filter out not just particulates, but actually this filter is capable of filtering out viral particles. And so the potential for a pathogen to get in to the air that the sows breathe is minimized by this new filtering system that they've put in. That wasn't done very common 3 to 5 years ago or beyond that. So this is a new thing. The other thing is the air that leaves the facility is also being cleaned. And it's a different cleaning mechanism. It's called a water scrubber. But that is removing some 40 to 50% of the particulate matter and odors. And how does it do that? Water has an ability to take those chemicals emissions out of the air, and then they're going to be put back into and combined with the manure. And so the nutrients that are taken out of the air, for example, ammonia, it's a nitrogen compound, that will be utilized as a fertilizer.
And Dale, any other last thoughts when you look at some of the growth happening with Michigan's pork industry?
I think the growth is outstanding, and I think economically, it's just the benefits to the state of Michigan are exciting. I think job opportunities for Michigan are exciting, are going to increase, and that's exciting. Growth in communities, I think, are there. Are there challenges as well for the communities with growth? Certainly. But I think the leadership in communities can determine to look at those things and determine the best resolutions and take those on. And I think there'll be far more benefits than there will be serious setbacks from anything like this.